Hello, hello everyone. Oh, take me back. Oh, man. Y'all can be seated. Take me back. Before I go into this, I'm going to go back. You know, take me back. I'm going back. I was raised in the 80s. Telling my age, but who cares? And what came to my mind this week was, I love cartoons. You know, cartoons were the escape from reality. Not that I had to, but but I was thinking about Transformers. Hell, they were individual cars, but when they all came together, they came as one for one common purpose. Hold on to that. Add a sticky note to that. My job requires me to do a lot of traveling to different courts and places like that. I can remember 2 months ago I was at this in Spotsylvania in public safety. And I was doing my normal inspections and I noticed I found the roll call room. The roll call room is where all police join together from different divisions and the sergeant talks to them. And sure enough, the roll call room was full. And fortunately, they were going over instructions for the day. They were gaining strength from each other. It could be the coffee and donuts, but however, you know, they were being instructed on what to look out for on your journey so that you can return. The title of today's sermon is A Willingness to Serve. And I want to ask each individual person, what's your MO? What is your mode of operation? And I want y'all to think about that. We'll be reading from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, 4th verse. We're going to kind of slow roll this because I'm trying to paint a picture to you, and it would all make sense in the end. Just bear with me. The fourth verse. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. 5. In the or difference of administrations, but the same Lord. 6, and they are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which works all in all. Seven, but the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit within. 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another word of knowledge by the same Spirit. 9. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit. 10, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. And I'm going to kind of stop right there because I don't want to feed too much too fast, you know, stomach aches. But anyway, we've been talking. I was up here maybe a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking about finding your own purpose. But now we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit, but now I want to dive into how your own purpose affects the body of Christ. Let's go to the 11. But all these worketh that one in the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Now, keep in mind that I was talking about the cops. Room full of cops from all divisions, how they were giving instructions, how they were feeding off of each other. But they left. They were all in one accord, one agreement to serve and protect. And then they went out to do so. Yeah. I want you to know, you really don't know. Sometimes it's not about you. It's about how you affect the body. And in this body, as I'm about to explain, we were, right now, I'm talking about with Paul, the Church of Corinthians, how instead of unifying a building up the church, some people were argumentative. Paul was trying to unify the church for a common purpose. Being in unity means being in a well-oiled machine. So I want to tell you that being assembled here is very important. And again, I ask you, I was asking a couple of weeks ago to find your purpose, but with your MO, what do you specialize in? What do you have to offer that you could offer the whole body, which you are a part of, to go out? You know, church, I'm tired of going out half-handed. Go ahead. You know, I noticed when Jesus was walking with his disciples, it wasn't any form of mass communication. It wasn't any advertisement. And then you ask, why was everyone following this man? It wasn't because he was the Son of Man. It was because he had the heart of the Son of Man. The heart is what draws people to you. If your heart is right, trying to figure out what your purpose is, the heart attracts. But do you know, if you're not working in your purpose, you can also repel people away from you. And some people were following Jesus and didn't even know why. But like, oh, well, I guess we're going to see some miracles. But it was amazing. There was no form of communication. Lord help me. But when he gathered with his men, it was the sole purpose to go out. So again, it's important to find out what your gift is. What are you good at? And I even say it, a calling is not preaching always. A calling is not teaching. A calling, everyone has a duty. Everyone has a part in this congregation and maybe another one. But we are all one. So being that, be it far from me to slow someone else's walk up. Oh, wow. We are one body. And you notice like Voltron, GoBots, or whatever, how everyone gathered for one purpose. The purpose is to have a recognition of Christ's death and his resurrection, to bear witness. He's not asking us to carry the cross. He has already done that. Just bear witness of who I am. As soon as I found this, the heart, before you find what your job is, you need to make sure your heart. You have to constantly check your heart. Because your heart is the only thing that's going to connect you with other people. The heart draws people. If your heart is not, if my heart don't line up with someone else, and Pastor Mike's heart, we gonna bump heads all the time because we're not lined up. So if we're not lined up, that means we're not on the same page, which means we're not on one accord. As y'all leave to go to your jobs, wherever y'all going, do you have any idea how many people you could reach? I'm not just saying bring in here. I mean, it's important to find out what a job is because God will pre-orchestrate things that people are drawn to you so you could help them. As I told you know, no one, there was no commercials about Jesus Christ is now in so-and-so arena. No. They weren't off of the side selling t-shirts. No. People were drawn to him at the heart. And when they were drawn by the heart, they find out, hey, he's for real. Hallelujah. He's for real. What he says, he's for real. I witnessed people being healed, people walking. He's real. But if he wasn't on one accord, how could he draw? How could he fulfill the Father's purpose if his heart wasn't in it? Wow. So now that he's dead, we're still here. That means we still have a purpose. We still have a walk. Yeah. Don't die without knowing your purpose. Because your purpose can help so many people. So many people. In the last 2 weeks, I have witnessed so many people hurting hurting over loved ones, hurting over death, just hurting in illness. I'm not just, it's the thing about serving God. Sometimes you have to take off your hat of your physical job and do God's work. The manager hat goes off, the counselor hat comes on. Or any, I'm here to serve in any way I can. That's all about working. That way attracts people. And you know, and furthermore, let's see what we gonna do. And I was noticed what he said in Ephesians 5:27. You don't have to go there. But he said he was looking for a church without spot nor blemish. Isn't, and when in the natural, when you think about it, we're like, oh man, I dropped the ball so many times. But like I said, this walk is not easy. And because we're still here, we still have time to learn. So a lot of times it's not always how we feel. It's all about at work. On a natural job, if we don't perform up to par, we might not be there much longer. But we are dealing with your life. Your soul depends on it. And you see, people perished for the lack of knowledge, ignorance. Let's go to Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 2. Fulfill my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Paul was stressing the unity in the church. Because there is effective bodies and non-effective bodies. Only you can determine the difference. And you can predict what this body would be. I would hate for us not making the mark because of something I did. That sounds like a lot of responsibility, and believe me, it is. But your walk with him is serious.
Yes, yes. Yes.
And you notice, as I say before, Jesus didn't stop at any distinctive building or location. He was called to be all over because why was he all over? Because people had a need. So sometimes it's a lot of times it's not all about us. It's all not all about how we feel or it's not about us.
Amen.
One person said, you have to constantly stay in repentance because your mind has to constantly be focused on your mission. And I ask the church again, what's your MO? What's your operation? What do you specialize in? That's what you have to ask yourself. How can I serve?
Yeah.
It's having a heart. When we become how to serve, we become having a heart to serve. And the heart of servants is what's going to bring the people to you. And then guess what? Is it, you can bring them on here. But it's your job to find out what it is that you specialize in. And keep in mind that specializing in one don't mean you can forsake the others.
Hallelujah.
But you deal in one. But you can play two and three roles, but make sure you are master of that operation which you are anointed with. A heart to serve, willingness to serve. These are troubling times, and you always hear that, but times are always troubled. This is not the walk for the swift. This walk is to those who learn, absorb, and endure. And then you can show people how they can endure by what you've personally been through. And sure, and I talked to the body, this is wonderful how we can, the object is to be recharged, to maintain focus. We got pastors, we got ministers, we got all works right here to power up, to gas up. But let me ask you, if you're feeling up here, how much are you taking in to, how many miles would it take you during the week before you have to be filled again? When people available to you take everything in, it's very important. Just, I don't like repeating, but please find the reason you're here. It's all about unification. And we can't be unified as one if the arm is doing this and the leg is doing something else. And the pinky finger don't want to be here at all. Church without spot nor blemish. I just want to keep this. I knew it was going to be short, but at the same time, I wanted to be impactful. The reasons why you're here. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for just letting it absorb in our hearts and minds. In your name, amen.